BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Red Crescent says that at least 10,000 people are missing in eastern Libya after the region was devastated by floods. In the port city of Derna, where two dams and four bridges collapsed, rescue teams are struggling to retrieve bodies that were swept out to sea. Efforts to deliver emergency relief have also begun. Brian Lander from the World Food Programme said the organisation was standing by with food supplies.
Well, certainly people have lost homes. They've lost all their belongings, so shelter will be an urgent need. Food, of course. We're at the moment standing ready to provide food to 5,000 families that are affected by these floods in the northeast. We have teams on the ground now. We have staff that have deployed to Benghazi, which seems to be the closest we can get at the moment to the disaster area. And they're working very closely with the government to understand and to assess those communities that are in need.
A new study says that 177 people were killed around the world last year for their efforts in protecting the environment. The campaign group Global Witness says that nearly 90% of the murders happened in Latin America. Warren Bull reports.
Much of Latin America has a long tradition of activism linked to the environment and land rights, and this annual assessment by Global Witness reflects that. It found that one-third of all fatal attacks were in Colombia, followed by Brazil, Mexico and Honduras. Much of the violence was connected to illegal mining and logging in protected areas, and rural campaigners also being threatened by local militia and drug traffickers. The campaign group said indigenous leaders were disproportionately affected, and that many deaths of environmental campaigners remain unaccounted for because of press freedom restrictions in large parts of the world.
Republicans in the United States have announced the start of an impeachment investigation into President Biden. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, said the inquiry would focus on allegations of corruption, abuse of power and obstruction. But the Democratic leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, has dismissed the allegations.
There is not a shred of evidence that President Joe Biden has engaged in wrongdoing. There is not a shred of evidence that President Joe Biden has committed an impeachable offense. There is not a shred of evidence that President Joe Biden has committed a crime. This is an illegitimate impeachment inquiry.
The French President Emmanuel Macron has addressed the Moroccan public about Friday's earthquake in a video message. He said that Paris was ready to provide help in the recovery if King Mohammed accepted France's offer. The government in Rabat has been under pressure to allow more help from overseas, including from France, but diplomatic relations between Paris and Rabat have been strained for years. World News from the BBC. The operators of the Panama Canal say they're considering further restrictions on the number and size of ships crossing daily because of a serious drought affecting the region. A total of 116 vessels are currently waiting to enter the canal, a much higher number than usual. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The Panama Canal is the main link between the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific, and any disruption to traffic affects global supply lines. A prolonged drought in Central America, attributed to El Niño weather phenomenon, has reduced water levels on Lake Gatun, which feeds the canal system of locks. 32 vessels are currently allowed to cross the canal every day, down from 36 earlier this year. 190 million litres of fresh water are released into the sea for each crossing.
A woman has died in the French city of Marseille after she was hit in the head by a stray bullet during an attack on a drug-dealing spot. Prosecutors said the 24-year-old was at home when the bullet pierced a window panel in her bedroom on Sunday, leaving her in a critical condition. Marseille has a long history of violence linked to turf wars between rival drug gangs. Five former police officers in the US city of Memphis are facing federal charges over the death of Tyree Nichols. The brutal beating of the 29-year-old black man during a traffic stop in January renewed calls for police reform. The five men, who are also black, have already pleaded not guilty to murder in a state court. They've now been charged with four more counts, including witness tampering and obstruction of justice. The chief executive of the energy firm BP has resigned with immediate effect after a review of his personal relationships with colleagues. The company said it had recently started its second investigation in 2 years into Bernard Looney's conduct. And that's the latest BBC World News.